Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Ever feel like you're playing a role in a cosmic play where you're constantly second-guessing yourself? You know that feeling when you land a big win, but instead of celebrating, your inner critic screams, "Are they gonna find out I'm a fraud?" Yeah, we've all been there. Welcome to the jungle of self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Now, before you toss this podcast aside thinking it's another lecture on being positive, hear me out. This isn't about fake sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging those pesky doubts, understanding their roots, and learning to wield them like a superpower, not let them hold us back from our full potential. Because trust me, you're more badass than you give yourself credit for. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer those self-doubt monsters. 1. Recognize the beast. The first step is acknowledging the beast in the room. Self-doubt and imposter syndrome aren't your fault, they are learned behaviors, often fueled by societal pressures and comparisons. We're constantly bombarded with messages about success and perfection, leaving us feeling like we're never good enough. It's like that high school cafeteria hierarchy, but on a global scale. So, the first step is accepting that these voices exist. They are loud, but they don't define you. You are more than those whispers of inadequacy. Challenge your inner critic. This inner voice, your personal negativity ninja, thrives on fear and insecurity. It loves to highlight your perceived flaws and magnify every mistake. But guess what? That inner critic is a liar. It's time to call it out, question its validity, and replace those negative thoughts with empowering affirmations. Think of it like this. Would you talk to your best friend the way you talk to yourself? Probably not. So, treat yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and respect you'd offer to someone you care about. 3. Focus on your wins. We tend to dwell on our failures and shortcomings, but what about our successes? It's crucial to celebrate your wins, big or small. Keep a journal of your accomplishments, remind yourself of your strengths, and acknowledge the progress you've made. This helps shift your focus from self-doubt to self-appreciation. 4. Embrace imperfection. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disaster. It sets unrealistic expectations and leaves us feeling inadequate when we inevitably fall short. Instead, embrace imperfection. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the learning process. So, give yourself permission to be human, to stumble, to learn, and to grow from those experiences. 5. Seek support. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Reach out to friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist for support. Sharing your struggles can help you gain perspective, feel less isolated, and build a network of encouragement. Remember, we're all in this together. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're finally presenting that project you've been pouring your heart and soul into for weeks. You nail it, the audience is engaged, and the feedback is overwhelmingly positive. But then, as you walk out of the room, that insidious voice whispers, "What if they just got lucky? What if everyone realizes you're not actually qualified?" Sound familiar? This is imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head, trying to steal your thunder. But here's the thing. You earned that applause. You put in the work, honed your skills, and delivered an exceptional presentation. Don't let those self-doubt demons overshadow your achievement. Instead, acknowledge your success, bask in the positive feedback, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, recognize that self-doubt and imposter syndrome are common experiences, not personal failings. Second, challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with empowering affirmations. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and don't be afraid to acknowledge your strengths. Remember, imperfection is okay. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of the learning process. And finally, remember that you're not alone. Seek support from others and build a network of encouragement. Now, go out there and own your awesomeness. Share this episode with anyone who might need a dose of self-love, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Can't wait to connect with you all in the next episode. Keep striving, keep growing, and remember you're more than capable of conquering those self-doubt monsters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.